This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the greatest hour of radio. That's hour three, where the three of us are just getting warmed up, excited, going to talk about some cool things. Prince Harry, Charles Manson's followers' latest. We're going to talk about the law firm partner pay. That's a very sad thing we're going to discuss that I know people out there are going to be really upset about. And then we're going to talk about we could get to technology company files, a lawsuit against Fox. I'm sure they've been talking about that. That they have a vaccine court. I didn't know there's a vaccine court, and we're going to talk about that, about a vaccine court and what's going on, if there's an errant vaccine in your shoulder or something you have shoulder
pain. That story just fascinated me because we have drug court, we have traffic court, we have just, and now we have vaccine court.
So we're going to talk about that if we can get to it, but most important, we have a case or no case, and we just love doing that. But if you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. You don't even have to be on the air. When we play in a few seconds, in a little bit coming up, case or no case, you can play along and just tell Cal Hunter. Remember, if you have any questions or you want to go to our social media, you want to talk to us after, info@radiolawtalk.com. We have people emailing us. Thank you for those emails. We respond. We try to respond. We really appreciate it. But a lot of times we can't get stuff on the air because we're just so loaded with things. Welcome, KCUP Toledo, Oregon, 1230 a.m. And with all those things, we remind you, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel with any lawyer questions you have. Why people are here, third hours, and they stay this long, Cal, is for one reason.
Well, just remember one disclaimer for case or no case, no wagering. Okay.
Right. Now it's time to play case or no case.
Cherie was a red-hot country singer. Had a couple of hits, doing very well, and then, for personal reasons, had to take some time off. 7 years, as it turns out, personal problems, country singer. So after 7 years, she got the Ryman Auditorium booked, got it all booked, and Cherie pranced back onto the stage at her big comeback concert in a sequined cat suit. Yes, Batwoman with big sparkles. And sitting in the audience was Pauline, herself a country singer with problems. Yes, the same Pauline who had stolen away Cherie's husband. And the cat suit that Cherie was wearing was exactly the same one that Pauline had just purchased from Performance Studios Costume Shop. Well, they told Pauline, this is a one-off. And that made her soon-to-be hubby very excited as he watched Cherie dance around the stage on this, you know, on this deal. So anyway, when these ex came out, he, Luke, her husband, leaned over and asked, did you lend her your suit? Pauline said, no. The Performance Studio Costume Company and you have a problem. She said, no, they told me it was a copyrighted costume and I paid extra for the copyright. Patented, I mean, is copyright patent. She said copyrighted. And this is all from dialogue from one of the Nashville tabloids. Excuse me. So anyway, you have a problem. And so after the show, Pauline confronted Cherie, and Cherie cattily replied, oh, I thought yours was a dog suit. According to the Nashville Country Tabloid. So Pauline was incensed and went directly to her attorney's house and pitched a fit. How could they sell the same costume to two of us, especially to that cat? I want to sue them. On what grounds? Asked her attorneys. Well, that's your job to figure it out. So I ask you, Fred Penny, we'll start with you. Case or no case between Cherie and Pauline.
Yeah. Guess what, Cal? I know what you're talking about. I know.
Oh, do you, darling?
Oh, I know the names. And I'm not going to say it, but before you tell us at the end, I want you to ask me the names of the... Well, let's do this. Do we get an extra point if we can figure out who these people are?
Yeah, but I don't want to tell afterward because...
Afterwards, at the very end.
Yeah.
So after we're all done, an extra point if we can name that tune or name that
singer.
The singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So the answer is this scenario actually occurred, most of the scenario. I do not remember the issue of whether or not the cat suit was a suit that the other ex-wife had a... rights to. I'm going to say no case. This is a scenario, but no case. She doesn't bring a lawsuit. Let's put it that way. There's no lawsuit brought.
Hmm.
So whatever it is, the ex, what's her name? Not
Pauline.
Charlie. Pauline does not bring a lawsuit.
All right, Mr. Kunin, do you think this country music scenario may have played itself out in the courtroom?
He already said he was going no case, so he's stuck with that.
Oh, no, but we'll give him a chance.
Oh, come on.
That was a preemptive, so we'll give him a chance.
All right, so, I am going to go with this is a real scenario, but it didn't result in a case. I will say that, and I think that the names that you
don't say that yet.
I'm going to say I think that the names that you have used might be the middle names of the folks because you have done that before.
I've never done
where
that.
where you use the middle names to throw us off. So I think that it is. I remember there being a big brouhaha about this in Hollywood, you know. And all I got to say is I'm going no scenario, but no case. Just technically, Cal, when a country singer takes time off for personal problems, they usually refer to that as lyric research.
Or,
so, yes.
Or rehab.
No, this one wasn't a rehab issue. No.
You know, and I'm also kind of interested in these outfits that they call one-off. That just sends a bit of a different message. But I'm going, scenario, no case. I'm with Fred on this.
Why was Pauline there watching the concert? I don't know.
Because her ex-husband wanted to show support for his missus, who was finally coming back after 7 years.
Okay.
Denise Dirks, what say you? Case, no case, story?
Well, I'm not going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say no case and follow these guys suit.
Oh,
but I have no clue what the names are. I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, when you say Cherie, I would have thought Cher would be the one wearing a cat suit.
He said concert, but remember, people do perform at the Country Music Awards where a lot of artists go.
That's true.
So that might
okay.
Be
write the name of
there.
Your person down. The main person. Who's the main person?
Who's Cherie? Right.
That's right. Write it down.
That
way,
write
when
out
we say
who's
it,
I have names for one of the women and the dude, but
so I'm
coming up with. I'm pulling a blank on the third person.
Well, do we have to name both Cherie and Pauline?
Nope. Yes.
No.
That's
just one of them.
Okay, one.
Just one of them.
Give me one.
Okay.
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay, you ready, Denise? You go first.
Well, no, you go first.
Well, I already know I'm right. And Todd's going to be right. Do you have it written down, Todd?
I don't have it written down, but
you'll stick with your...
I will stick with my...
Trust. All right, it's Shania Twain.
Okay.
And Mutt Lang is her husband. Go ahead.
Now, I'm going with Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. That's good.
I'll go with that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you going to agree with Todd? Well, here's the thing. I first off, you're all right when you say it's no case. There was no case.
Yeah.
And you're right. Shania Twain did have an awesome cat suit.
Oh,
but
this wasn't Shania?
Yeah, but as far as I know, there was never any such case filed. And by the way, also as far as I know, there is no country tabloid that sneaks around and listens to dialogue between cat-fighting country stars. So
yes.
I don't know. But anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, is our final case, and in this case, literally, no case. Congratulations,
no case.
Fred.
It's something you made up, huh,
yep,
Cal?
Yep, yep. You've been burning. I saw a picture of Shania in the cat suit and I said, I got to use that.
But you thought about Shania when that occurs. That's why
sure.
I was thinking the cat
exactly.
suit. I was almost close. I was closest than I was closer than
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you were close to the inspiration for the
yes.
scenario. Yeah.
And Mutt Lang, that was who? Talk about controversy.
Oh boy,
I don't remember that.
Mutt Lang ran away with her best friend.
Yeah.
And married Shania Twain's best friend, or went out, and Shania just broke her. You
yeah.
know, and,
it did,
and she took
did
some
take,
time
she
off.
She did take 7 years off.
Yep,
seven
she took
years
time off.
Off. It's also stunning in and of its own
well,
right.
Well, Todd and I have leopard suits, too, but they're still hanging in the... That's from the RR's 20s,
please,
right?
No, please.
Well, I did travel to New Jersey once, so,
please,
you know.
Please
can't go there without leopard print.
Please, what I just saw in my mind. Go away. Go away.
No, I want everybody to think about that. It's actually called a pump tent. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. The Leopard Dub Dub. Perfect. We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorney.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Now back to the show. Here are Fred, Denise, and Todd on Radio Law Talk, folks.
Yeah, we were during the break talking about a couple of things, and we just wanted to, you know, we're going to jump into a number of things, first of all, about Prince Harry, but we've been following this story in Oakland, California, where this individual by the name of Derek Alameda, and he had a partner, and they took this
kind of warehouse and used it as a, I'm going to say, I want to say hippies area. It's like all the artists.
Yeah.
I'm just saying artist types and
commune kind of, yeah.
But it was, it was definitely a lot of code violations, and it caught fire, and 36 people died in this massive fire and this issue.
My nephew lived there.
Yeah.
And he got out like 2 weeks before this fire.
This fire. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, apparently, was it a hung jury or what?
So there were, we got to be careful with that because Denise is just out there snickering.
I'm sorry. I get the giggles with hung jury.
He was tried with a co-defendant.
This is Denise, the woman.
Yeah. I know. She's the one that's supposed to keep us in line.
Yes.
He was tried with a co-defendant. The co-defendant was acquitted. He was acquitted of everything.
Right.
And then there was a mistrial as to him, and what it meant was the jury was unable to reach a verdict. And I couldn't find what the split was for the juror, because sometimes after they declare a mistrial, the court will say, without telling me which way, whether it was for guilt or innocence, what is the split? And they'll say 11 to 1, 10 to 2, you know. And so my thinking on this, because it was set for a new trial, is that if the split was close, if it was like 11 to 1, and then sometimes jurors stick around and they let both sides know, yeah, it was 11 to 1 to convict. Okay, so one person was a holdout. If that is, then a defendant would have a huge incentive to try to get a plea deal. If it was 11 to 1 to acquit, for example, I don't see any prosecutor trying to retry that case when the split is either even or slightly over the
acquittal. In this case, it was 10 in favor of guilt and 2 for acquittal.
So take the plea.
So on a 10-2, if you can get a plea deal, get it.
Yeah, so they did. The plea deal was 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 12-year sentence. He already served pretty much 3 years behind bars. He credit for good behavior, that makes about 6, right?
Yeah, California credits are, usual credits are for every one day you're in, you get credit, you get that day plus an additional day credit. So on a, for a 3 years would equal 6 years.
So, and then a 12-year sentence, they get what's called a tail, you said, which could be that he could do the rest in probation. And the sentencing's March 8th coming up, but what happens, so they kind of already know what they're going to do?
Well, and here's the thing. When you reach a plea deal with the prosecution and you have a, quote, sentencing date coming up, the sentencing date is for the judge to hear everything. Victim's family members have an opportunity under California's Constitution and Marcy's Law to come in and address the court whether or not they think that this sentence is appropriate. They can make victim impact statements, and after hearing all of that, the judge determines whether or not he's either going to accept the plea deal and sentence the defendant accordingly, or if the judge rejects the plea deal, then you're back to square one. You've got no deal. Let's get ready for
trial. Most of the time, the judge is going to listen.
Most of the time, they do. And I can't imagine a DA or a prosecutor entering into an agreement like this without discussing it with the victim's families first and getting their you know, thumbs up on it. In fact, they're required to, if requested by the victim's family under the California Constitution. We're going to cover another case with the Manson case where the DA may not be adhering to Marcy's Law.
Yeah,
we'll
in fact,
talk about that
we can
on.
Jump to that, but here's what's interesting. He was let out of jail recently this past May because of coronavirus concerns. He posted a $150,000 bond. That's this Derek Almina. So he's out already, and he's got an ankle monitor living in Upper Lake of California, which is
So here's the thing. If he's out, even though he posts bail, I had a client that had this happen. If you're out, even though you post bail,
and you got an ankle monitor,
and you're an ankle monitor, so you're on pretrial home confinement, you are still racking up credits against an ultimate sentence.
Exactly right.
You're just doing your time at home watching Oprah.
Yeah, and if you don't take the bracelet off, that ankle bracelet deal, then you get credit for time served, correct?
You do.
I mean,
and you
the double time. If you,
it's questionable how they're apportioning the credits. I think that you get those credits for that. It really depends on what the agreement was when he was released. But, you know, so he's got all of that going on. I think that it's probably smart of him to take this deal.
Yes.
Because the deal is for 12 years, but 36 deaths, 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter, his exposure on that was a lot more than 12 years.
Yeah, over 70 potentially, right?
So if he is convicted and it goes to sentencing post-trial, yeah, you're looking at a long time in custody.
Yeah.
We wanted to touch on that.
That was really, so Prince Harry, apparently, and this is a, we don't have to talk forever about this. Prince Harry is a Marine, and by the way, I didn't realize he served 10 years in the Marines in England,
for the British military.
For the British military.
He served in
the
U.S. Marines, yes.
British military, that's right. The British military, the royal, his royal duties.
Yep.
But what I remember is, it's not like he was pushing pencils back in the, you know, in the supply room all the time.
No.
He was an actual helicopter pilot, one of those Apache helicopters. And so
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and he was in the thick of it.
He was adamant he didn't want special treatment.
Right.
He wanted to be with his mates. Now, I think it's completely impossible to do 100% special treatment because there are certain things they have to do. But
not to interrupt you, but that's dangerous for his mates that are with him.
It is.
I wouldn't want to be around him.
Your helicopter now becomes a target of higher value than somebody else's.
Right.
But, he ran into a thing where a tabloid said something about him. We'll talk about that when we come back for the break.
Yeah.
And there was an outcome in court that was favorable for one side.
What's interesting too is what the tabloids said afterwards.
Yes.
And what happened. So we're going to come back and talk about that. We're then going to also talk about the Manson family. That is the latest. By the way, Charlie Manson's dead, but there are still other people in jail that were part of this Manson wackadoo craziness. We'll be back after this.
Is his body gone yet? Did anybody take his body? I think they did. They solved that issue a while ago.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, coming up, there's more Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and on Radio LawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
At Ticket Chuck.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers are saying that relief should be targeted as President Biden moves forward with a coronavirus relief bill worth nearly $2 trillion. The package includes direct payments of $1,400 to millions of Americans. Republicans pitched a much smaller proposal that was rejected by the White House. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi spoke on Fox.
And it really seemed like the president's team, the White House staff,
dug in and were adamant in saying, no, it's our way or the highway.
President Biden was asked if the proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would be included in the stimulus package.
That's not going to occur because of the rules in the United States Senate.
He told CBS News he would pursue that in a separate bill. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Lotta. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So, Prince Harry, what were they saying? It's called the publisher of the Mail on Sunday and Mail Online. What were they saying about Prince Harry?
Well, essentially, they made a claim that he turned his back on his military service and that he left, and it was completely untrue, completely fabricated, and he took them to task for that. For basically, it says the headline says top general accuses Harry of turning his back on the Marines.
Well, that was that daily. What was it called?
Yes, the other headline was top general accuses Prince Harry of turning his back on the Royal Marines after stepping down from ceremonial role of Mexit deal, and there was no truth to it at all. Harry, you know, took him to court on it, and shocker of all shockers, the publication had to make an admission. And the admission that they made was, yep, that wasn't true.
And not only that, the paper had also previously come to an agreement with him that they were supposed to donate money to charity to resolve the case. And they claimed openly that they did it, and they didn't.
You know, that is so interesting because it reminds me of another case that was before the courts in England, where it was having to do with something posted in the newspaper, and a determination had to be made about whether or not it was libelous or slanderous.
Was it a guy that is on a boat in the ocean?
You know, I don't want to say his name, but it rhymes with Bonnie Bepp.
Okay. Oh, Bonnie Bepp.
And,
yeah.
And the judge, siding with the person that was cited by the paper, the former spouse of Johnny Depp, and one of the reasons given by the judge for lending credibility to her testimony and claim needs of her divorce to charity. Very similar to what we heard here. And we also later found out that the charity is going, We haven't seen that money.
Would be nice to get a check.
Would be nice to get that. And so here you use this claim of donating to charity on the behalf of somebody, and they get the goodwill for it, and then it turns out they didn't actually give the money.
Those of you, by the way, who are going, what? This is I'm confused. Go back to our podcast, listen, you'll hear what that's about. That's about the Johnny Depp Amber.
Prince Harry's wife is also involved with the suit against the Associated Newspapers.
Right.
And her case is under right now, the judge's
appeal?
Ruling. The ruling has not come out yet.
Got you.
So we got to track that one, too, to see what happens. I feel like they kind of treated her different than they did Prince Harry.
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to claim bias on the parts of the English courts, but I just kind of wonder if they're like, well, why are you Yanks coming over taking up our court space for your squabbles?
Well, back to Harry, though. Would you go against Prince Harry in a court of law? I would think not. They're pretty popular over there, and I don't know, man.
Well, the only reason why I would say that they might have felt emboldened to do this is because the manner in which Prince Harry and his spouse Meghan Markle stepped down or stepped away from their royal duties and then came over to the United States, it didn't sit well with a lot of people in the country, in England. It didn't sit well with the royal family. And maybe they felt emboldened by saying something like this because, look, the tide is already turning against him. He doesn't want to be like his older brother. But, sorry.
And he's currently not serving in the British military.
Yeah, he's done.
No, he's not done. He just took a break.
Well, with his active duty, he's on.
And I don't get what they did. Didn't they say he's on leave? What do they call it? Hold on. It's some weird thing that I didn't understand what happens in British military, or that he's supposed to take over. He is on.
I mean, it does say that he retired from the military in March of 2015, but still. When somebody retires from the military, they can elect and still can be subject
really
to recall.
Weird. It's like he's on sabbatical or something.
Yeah, you're right.
What do you call it? What do they call it? They called it. I'm trying to find it.
Leave. He's on leave.
No, they call it something else.
Longer than that, huh?
He's. Let's see. You know what I'm talking about?
A period of transition.
Period of transition. That sounded like me around 12 or 13, but I don't know. What's a period of transition?
I am not saying anything.
Military puberty?
What's a period of transition? They keep talking about his period of transition. I'm like, what?
The period of transition, I think, deals more with the period of transition of his life as a royal with all of the duties attendant to that and the transition to the new life that he and his wife wanted to lead, which doesn't have all of the royal duties. And so that is, I don't think that's necessarily military, it's the transition of his royalty going from one to another.
No, it's not. It's actually not. It's because he stepped in the shoes of his grandfather.
Right.
And,
to be the military leader.
Right, to be the Captain General Royal
that's what I thought it was.
Marines.
That's true, but that was suspended or put on hold pending the period of transition of his being a royal with full whatever he's doing to whatever lifestyle he wanted to leave now. So as that, as he was transitioning as a royal from one to another, the role of Captain Royal General, which it would be kind of odd to have that if you're not being a full-time royal, that was put on hold during the period of transition to find out.
His brother serve in the military?
I don't recall.
Yes.
I think they all have to. Yeah.
Yes.
And so why doesn't he become the whatever that dude is?
I don't know.
Let's move on.
They got so much.
You know, it's complicated. The royal family is complicated.
Speaking of complicated, the Supreme Court last night... about 11 o'clock Eastern time.
11 Eastern.
Came down with a ruling about churches and the coronavirus. And what is it that they came down with? Does anybody have any idea?
Well, it was a decision on something brought before them that was brought by specific churches in California.
Right.
And what they were doing was they were objecting and wanted the court to rule on the blanket ban in the state of California for any worship services. And essentially they're saying, look, California's got these tier systems, and the lowest tier is tier one. After tier one, there's no restriction at all.
Right.
And the the argument by the churches was, wait a minute, how come we can't assemble to worship if we're in Tier 1, but Costco can be open, Target can be open, all these other businesses can be open. How come we can't? And so that was the issue before the court. And the U.S. Supreme Court at 11 p.m. Eastern issued their ruling saying, as it relates to Tier 1, we agree with you. California, the ban cannot apply to Tier 1 churches.
It can't discriminate. It's got to be everybody's either open or nobody.
And so if Costco is open, is authorized to be open at 25% capacity, then the church can be open
at 25%
capacity. And so that's
what the Supreme Court of California said, the same thing, basic thing.
Yes. And what's interesting about this is the conservatives, the newest conservatives, they wrote their own opinion. It did agree with the, you know, main opinion, but everybody wrote kind of separate opinions. There were four different opinions, but they all agreed that people could be limited on singing and chanting. And I thought that was an interesting thing. You've got this First Amendment right to worship, but your actions may be subject to.
Okay, ready for this? Let me throw a little wrench in the wrench and everything. Okay, so if I'm at Costco and it's Tier 1, and they can't sing at church, can I sing in Costco while I'm there?
There was a group that gathered at a Walmart and started holding their little singing worship service inside a Walmart. They said, this is where we can do it. We're going to do it.
But that's my point. My point is, if the Supreme Court says we're going to uphold the ban by the government of you chanting and singing, can the people in Walmart or Target or Costco sing?
I have an answer to that.
Tell me the answer.
You're inside the line. You're getting ready to check out. You're behind the plexiglass. Yes, you can.
You can sing.
At least that's what one of the justices had implied.
And I'm curious what the science is behind it, because maybe the issue here is not singing by one individual, but when you have an entire congregation singing and you have the exhalation and inhalation of what somebody just exhaled earlier in unison, that could be it. But the thing I think that's interesting...
With masks?
As long as you have the masks on. But the reason this came down at 11:50 Eastern time is... I think that once the justices determined that the ban violates the Constitution under the First Amendment as it relates to religion, they have a duty, once they've identified the violation, to rectify it as soon as possible. They couldn't just say, well, you know what, it violates it, but we'll let it go one more weekend, we'll issue it next Monday. They had to get this done, and it had to be on Friday, because a lot of religions meet on Saturday. So it had to be before the weekend, because there are those that hold the Saturday Sabbath, the Sunday Sabbath, and everybody had to be able to get back to their churches, their services.
We're going to come back, talk about the partners taking a cut, and the Manson, that's an interesting one. And then we have our quick takes. Join us in about, 3 minutes.
And maybe Super Bowl predictions if you're up for that. That's coming up next.
The team with the most points wins.
The Browns, they're going to win.
49ers, aren't they there? Radio Law Talk, we'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Dick. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're going to try to end with the Manson family. I want to really briefly something. I mean, obviously, we're going to have Todd take a lot of that time because he's a former prosecutor out of Tennessee and California and has his own criminal practice. But Denise and I will talk about 43% of the partners in law firms have taken a pay cut. Let me tell you, Denise, this is for you and I know, because Denise and I have our, and Todd has his own practice too, but I think Denise and I have had our practices a long time. We understand this and know this situation. There is a prominent law firm, I haven't had time to talk to you today, that is literally completely breaking up in the area where we practice, and you probably are like, what? I mean, because they called me and said their suite's going to be available. They have, I think they have about 18,000-20,000 square feet, and it's because wow. There's just not enough work.
Yeah.
And so the partners are infighting, and they're just completely splitting apart.
I don't think people know how lawyers get paid. They know you get paid if you win, but they don't know what how partners versus. I mean, I don't think people even understand
that. There's a tier system, basically, and and the first level partners, they're the ones that make the most.
Then
there's usually other partners that are a little bit lesser. Maybe they're newer partners,
called junior partners.
Yeah, and they make less. And so what's happening in a lot of these big firms is not only are the big partners making less, But they're disenfranchising the junior partners and making them associates again and not giving them profit sharing. And some, I mean, it's causing a lot of problems in the structures
themselves. And the associates are the ones that do all the work down on the line level. I mean, a lot of the work down on the line level.
On the lower level.
They do the grunt work.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah,
But it's the partners that bring in the business, really.
Yeah. They're the ones that are in trial on the big part.
And that's, I like that you mentioned that, because I think that gets lost in a lot of times when you have any wage thing where people are going against the owners. And I know I'm going to sound very conservative here, but listen, it's the name on the outside of the building that is bringing people into that law firm for clients. And it's the marketing that that person does and that they put themselves out there and they do these things that associates don't have to pay for or do anything. The associates benefit from the fact that you've got a partner that has so much name recognition that they can be the rainmaker and bring it in.
And started from zero and built themselves and killed themselves to get to where they are.
Exactly. Yeah. And you should be compensated for that. And when people, if people don't look at that, it's very easy to claim, oh, it's just so not fair. I do all the work and I don't get paid. Now, I'm sorry. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have any work to do.
Right. Or go out, if it is the case, go out and do your own and figure it out. But here's the other thing. Go ahead, Denise.
I want to counter that conservatism by saying what's come out now is there's a huge gender disparity in incomes, even today, where 44% of the female partners are equity only. So they're very,
very... What stat is that? They came out with that. That's a statistics.
It's a statistics...
Well, that's fine. I don't care.
I don't know. It's a report on what's going on in all these firms.
Yeah.
And only 44% of the partners,
females. This came from the ABA Journal, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you for the ABA
Journal. So they don't get profit sharing. They just get their money back when they sell the 20-suite building? Or, I mean, how does it equity different?
I don't know. I don't.
The only thing that I would say to that is, unlike other industries where you might have a disparity, whether it's, you know, gender-based or whatever, and the people that are being taken advantage of don't know the law, they don't... Okay, you might be an equity-based partner, but you're a lawyer. And so when you look at this, you know what the law is as far as the equality and what you are entitled to, and... I mean, if you are not raising the issue here, knowing the law, all I'm saying is it means that there might be something more than just the statistic that's going on. I admit it doesn't look like a good stat, but I would like to peel the onion a little
bit
on that.
There's some power. There's some power women law firms that I've gone against. These women are friends of mine. They're power firms, and they're mostly women. In fact, there's one I think Denise, you and I know that is almost all women. And what a power firm they are. But so I don't know. All I got to say is the key is we're trying to bring up here, which Denise and I kind of understand, is partners are taking a huge hit. Doesn't matter who they are, they're going, I mean, and that's usually doesn't happen. But not a 10%, Denise, a 43% statistically. And let me tell you what I know, and I can't say the who said it or what insurance companies are from, because I deal with the insurance companies, right, in auto accidents. One insurance company stated 45 to 55% decrease in the amount of claims coming in to their office.
Wow.
In other words, people like injured and accident, 45 to 55% less.
Well, nobody's driving to work.
I'm telling you, it's just killing these personal injury lawyers that are just, which everybody's feeling sorry for.
But only losing 43% means one thing for sure. They're not going to qualify for the second PPP program.
That's exactly right.
Because they have to lose 75%.
Yeah.
And I like Todd's point. Why would you, as a lawyer, sign a contract that you know, on, at least on the premise that was brought up, is illegal? Why would you do that?
Or at least not to your advantage. But anyway, that's the point. Let's jump to Manson. What's going on in the Manson thing? People don't care about lawyers.
So look, Charlie Manson is dead.
2017.
But those that participated in the crime with him, they are coming up for parole. Now, here's the thing. California has what's called the indeterminate sentencing system for some. Anytime you hear somebody is subject to a term of years to life, like 15 to life, 20 to life, 25 to life. The to life part means it's indeterminate. It means they don't get out after 25 years. They got to serve the minimum. And then after the 25 years is when they get to start seeing if they qualify for parole. And historically, before the new DA in L.A., when any member of the Manson family, if you will, came up for parole, the L.A. County District Attorney's Office was there front and center arguing to the parole board why that person should not be granted parole. And that was the case up until November of last year when the new district attorney, and he's already had a bunch of policies that have rubbed people the wrong way, including DAs in his own office, and his policy now is we aren't going to go and try to argue against parole. So what happens is the family members find out that they got to go to the parole board hearing by themselves and present their own case as to why these members should not be out. And that is raising a bunch of issues among the families. Now, the likelihood that these folks are going to get out, probably minor. And after they pass, let's say the parole board said, yes, this person should be out. In fact, there's one guy that they've said that six times. The governor can still come in and say, nope, I'm not going to let him out.
Yeah, but who started this policy? It's somebody we've talked about before.
It was the L.A. District Attorney.
Yes.
The L.A. DA, the new L.A. DA.
Gaskin, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was formerly from San Francisco. He's now the DA down there. He ran on a platform of trying to reduce the prison populations, and this is how he's going to do it. And it's just, I mean, arguably, he may run afoul of the California Constitution, the amendment that was passed in 2008, which gives
victims specific rights,
that says specifically that if the victim requests the prosecutor may go in, and that says may language, but the optic of being requested by a victim to represent you and saying, no, we're not going to do it, that just doesn't set well.
Bruce Davis is up. He's one of the guys that helped murder, you know, crazy. And apparently, they're saying that they're going to say he should be released.
Participants in the Tate LaBianca murders, these are people still thinking, well, maybe I should get out. I mean, how?
Well, he wasn't involved in the Tate LaBianca murders. He was involved in other ones.
Yeah.
Kind of like maybe one member of the own cult.
Davis is the one that has been recommended six times by the parole board to be released on parole, and every time the governor has vetoed it.
And rumor has it, the current governor probably will be too. That's the rumor.
If I was him facing the recall that he's facing, if it passes, I wouldn't be letting anybody out. I'd be trying to get as much goodwill as I could.
Well, that was a wonderful show today, but the most important part of this show is what, Cal?
Well, there are several important parts. First off, your discussions, and thirdly, quick takes. Let's do that. So, Mr. Penny, I'm sure you have a quick take.
Sure, reality TV. Reality TV in the courtroom. If that happens when I'm in the courtroom, I'm wearing the barrister wig and the robes. The cameras won't be able to turn away from me.
And no socks. Okay.
There you go.
Todd, you got a quick take for us?
Shania Twain, if you're still suffering over the breakup, call me.
I like cats, by the way.
Yes.
And Denise Dirks, what is yours?
Hey, I think we bring wigs and robes back to the United States because you know their primary function is to hide your identity.
All right, we'll be back next week. Don't forget us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.